I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Allah is the word for God. Unless you're a Malaysian Christian, the three-member appeals court issued a decision Monday in this controversial case. Paul Esterbrooks is a minister at large for Open Doors.
Christians in these countries use the word Allah for God in their Bible. And Malaysia has decided that they don't want Christians to use this word that is an exclusively Islamic word for God.
The impact will be devastating for evangelists and Bible translators. For more discussion, join us at our Facebook page. Next, the church in the Philippines is reaching out in Christ's name as people shake off the nerves from yesterday's earthquake. Registered at a magnitude 7.2, the quake killed over 90 people and the numbers expected to rise. Baptist Global Response teams are on the ground assessing lifeline needs like water, food, shelter, and health. Pray they get a chance to share the gospel as they respond to physical needs. Find more ways to help at our website. And Muslims and Christians sometimes view each other as enemies. Fighting gets pretty intense in the stan countries, especially of Western and Central Asia, like Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, etc. Scriptures in Use says Bible storying is reversing the trend.
This is a new tool that's very different from traditional evangelism, and it fits very well in the Muslim context of these sensitive areas.
Learn more at our website. Pray for the gospel to advance in this Western Asian nation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You sometimes think you've disappointed God? Well, with your best gift, MNN will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. It reminds us that God is there, ready to use us despite our failures. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.